మనుష్యానాం సహస్రేషు సహస్రేషు మెనీ టైమ్స్ థౌజండ్ మెనీ టైమ్స్ దట్ మీన్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ మిలియన్స్ అండ్ ట్రిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ పర్సన్స్ మెనీ టైమ్స్ థౌజండ్ మీన్స్ 100,000 మేక్స్ 1 lakh 100 టైమ్స్ ల్యాక్స్ మేక్స్ 1 crore సిమిలర్లీ 100,000 ఆఫ్ క్రోర్స్ బిలియన్స్ అండ్ ట్రిలియన్స్ అన్లిమిటెడ్ ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ మనుష్య మనుష్య మీన్స్ మ్యాన్ సో టు గెట్ దిస్ హ్యూమన్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు వెయిట్ ఫర్ మెనీ మెనీ మిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇయర్స్ according to evolutionary process. Asiting chaturang chaiva, lakhang sthang jiva jatish. In the Padma Purana, the evolution theory is described. That is taken away by Darwin, and in a perverted way he has described Darwin's theory of evolution. But that is not very scientific, although it is going on as scientific. But evolution theory is fact. Not that all of a sudden you get this body of human being, no. Tatha dehantaram prapti, after death, there is another body, dehantara, just like in this life also, we get dehantara, another body. From baby's body to child's body to boy's body to youth's body, from youth's body to old man's body. Then after old man's body, why not another body? But the rascal, they do not believe transmigration of the soul. It is very quite reasonable. After changing so many bodies, I have come to this old body. So what after this old body? There must be somebody. It is quite reasonable. But these rascals have no brain to understand that there is life after death. Big professors in European countries, they do not believe transmigration of the soul. So, manushyanam, out of there are many kinds of men also. Just like Kirata Hunandra Puninda Pukkasa Abhira Sumbha Javana Khasadaya. The Africans, the Mongolians, the Huns. There are so many. We know so many types of human beings. Out of that, a few who are known as Aryans, they are the best type of human being. And out of the Aryans, those who are followers of the Vedic principle, they are the best. But those who are following the Vedic principles, they say that we are Vedic or followers of the Varnasram Dharma. In common sense, they call Hindu. But actually, they say so, they do not follow the principles. They do not follow them. They act against the Vedic principles. Therefore, it is said that even though one gets this human form of life, after many, many millions of years, the living soul, still there are so many divisions in the human form of life. Therefore it is said, manushanam sahasreshu. Out of many millions of human beings, kaschit jatati siddhaye. Siddhaye means to get the spiritual power or spiritual rejuvenation. That is called siddhi. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi. There are three kinds of activities going on in the human society. Some people are karmis. They enjoy life, or they want to enjoy life by working hard. Enjoyment means ahara nidra bhaya maithun. To eat very nicely and to sleep very nicely, to enjoy sex life very nicely, and to make defense force. This is called enjoyment, material enjoyment. If I am secure by defense force, and if I have got good bank balance, if I have got a very nice, beautiful wife, and if I eat sumptuously to the satisfaction of my tongue, I think I am very much successful. But that is not success. Success is a different thing. This is called bhukti, material enjoyment. So, bhukti, mukti, siddhi. When one is fed up with this hard working for material enjoyment and get little sense above material enjoyment, get little sense for spiritual understanding that we have discussed yesterday. Jnanam tiham savijnanam, that is knowledge. To work hard like an ass for sense gratification, that is not siddhi. Siddhi is different thing. Siddhi means to understand the spiritual identification and work for it. That is called siddhi. So, the attempt for such thing is called mukti, to get rid of the material entanglement. So, bhukti, mukti, siddhi, there are three stages. So, siddhi means when one understands his spiritual identity and tries to make his life perfect on that platform, that is called siddhi. Otherwise, bhukti, mukti. So, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, the bhukti, mukti, siddhi kami sakali asanti. So long one is on the platform of bhukti, mukti and siddhi, he is restless. is working because he is desiring. Siddhi is specially meant for the yogis. The yogis, they want to play wonderful magic. Anima, Nagima, Prapti, Siddhi, Vishita, Bhoshita. There are eight kinds of yoga siddhis. That kind of siddhi is not recommended here. Siddhi means to understand one's spiritual identity and work for it. That is called siddhi. So manushyanam sadhu, who knows it? There is no such education. Therefore Krishna says, manushyanam sahasri. Out of million, million person, one tries for this siddhi, perfection of life, to understand spiritual identity and to work for it. That is called siddhi. And jatatam api siddhyana, one who has attained siddhi and trying for it, further progress, out of them millions of such person, one can understand what is Krishna. We cannot understand Krishna so easily. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is not understandable by ordinary persons up to the stage of siddhi. But as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that one can understand me by the process of bhakti. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Javan jaschami tattat. Here it is said, manushyanam sahasresu kasti jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyana kasti mag betti tattat. Tattat means truth. Simply, superficially, to know Krishna, just like in the English dictionary, it is said, Krishna is mentioned in the dictionary, a Hindu god. So what does he know about Krishna, Hindu god? There are Hindu gods, many. According to our Hindu conception, there are 33 crores of demigods, chief of which is Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, Surya and Ganapati. Chiefly they worship. In the Hindu world, they worship, somebody worship Vishnu, somebody worship Shiva, somebody worship Brahma, somebody worship the sun. Just like the Parsis, they worship the sun. I think I am right. So, they also can be concluded as Hindus. And actually, they came from Persia when there was Mohammedan disturbance. They fled from their country and came to India. That is the history. These five gods are specially recommended and worshipped. So Krishna is considered in the Vishnu category. Therefore, in the English dictionary, it is said as one of the gods. They are under the conception, foreigners, that Hindus, they have got many gods. But actually that is not fact. There are many gods means, that's like godly. Because they are servants of Krishna. Just like in royal palace, even the servants are dressed with royal garments. Similarly, the chief servants of Krishna, like Indra, Chandra, Surya is also servant. Chandra, that is also servant. Indra is also servant. As it is stated in the Brahma Sangita, jasyagya bhramati sang bhritakala chakro. The sun, so powerful god, the sun, you see the sun planet, but within the sun planet, there is the sun god, whose name is mentioned also in the Bhagavad Gita, Vibhashyam. Just like you know your president's name, Mr. Nixon. Similarly, we know who is the predominating deity in the sun planet. How we know? We know from Bhagavad Gita. Vibhushan manavipraho. Vibhushan, the president or the predominating deity in the sun planet is called Vibhushan. His son is Manu, and from Manu, the Manusha. Manusha means who is coming from Manu. The human race has come from the Manu. Therefore, the Vedic followers, they follow the principles of codes of Manu Sanghita. Manu Sangha is the law, Hindu law, is still accepted. Although they have made many amendments, but it is not to be amended. Just like the Manu Sanghita, there is no divorce. Now our Hindu laws, they have amended. Divorce is allowed. That is not according to Manu Sanghita. So there are different kinds of men. Now, out of many such millions and trillions different kinds of men in the human form of life, some may attempt to achieve success of life. What is that success of life? Success of life to understand his spiritual identity. At the present moment, being conditioned by the material nature, every man is working under the impression that I am this body. I am Indian because I got this body from India. I am American, I got this body from America. All bodily concept of life. Or I am Hindu because I am born of a Hindu family. I am Christian because I am born of a Christian family. These are all bodily identification. When one goes above the bodily identification, that is called Siddhi. This is the explanation of Siddhi. In the bodily platform, nobody can attain perfection. He is animal. Those who are in the bodily concept of life, those who are thinking that I am Indian, I am American, I am African, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am Buddhist, they are all animals. They are not human beings. Because bodily concept. In the Shastra says, Jashatva buddhi kunapi tidhatuke sadhik kalatra adishubhoma ijjadhi jatirtha buddhi salile nakarhiche saeva go khara. Go khara, go means cow, and khara means ash. So those who are in the bodily concept of life, they are no better than the cows and the asses. This is the Shastra's verdict. So modern civilization, everyone, mostly, they are under the bodily concept of life and they are fighting like animals because that is animal life. Therefore, Krishna instructs at the end that you Hindus, Muslims, Christians, these, that, kindly kick out all these concepts of religion. Sarva dharman parityajya. Because that is not religion. This is bodily concept of life. The business of ass and cows. So you give up this business. Sarva dharman parityajya. Krishna says in the beginning, dharma sangasthapanathaya sambhavami yuge yuge. I come down just to re-establish the principles of religion. What is that religion? Not this Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion. Those who are thinking that we are preaching Hindu religion. No, we are not preaching Hindu religion. Therefore, while registering the association, I purposely kept this name, Krishna consciousness. Neither Hindu religion, nor Christian religion, nor Buddhist religion. Krishna does not belong to any sect. Those who are thinking that you are sectarian, they are wrong. because Krishna does not belong to any sect. He says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva-jonesu sambhavanti murtayaja. Jonesu, not only human society. Joni means forms of life or species of life. Sarva-jonesu. So, the forms of life are 8,400,000 forms of life. Jalajanam lakkhani sthavara lakkhavinshati. 900,000 species of life in the water. Who knows that? But Krishna knows. Krishna, because he is the father. Krishna says, sarva-jonesu kaunteya sambhavanti murtayaja. Tasang mahajjani brahma aham bija padabhita. Krishna has given birth to the aquatics, to the trees, to the plants, to the birds, to the beasts, to the human being, to the demigods, everyone, sarva-jonesu, including everyone. So how Krishna consciousness can be sectarian? Just like our men went to consult about taxation, they are considering that this is sectarian, Krishna. This is not sectarian. Where is sectarian? Krishna says, sarva-jonesu. Not only international, universal. So how it can be sectarian? For everyone. Otherwise, how everyone outside India, they are accepting this Krishna consciousness, if it is sectarian? It is not sectarian. Krishna consciousness, Krishna himself says that I am the father of all forms of life. How Krishna can be sectarian? There is no reason to say that it is sectarian. Therefore it is said that somebody thinking that Krishna is Hindu god, somebody is thinking Krishna is born in India, therefore he is Indian. Krishna took birth in the family of Jodhu dynasty, therefore he is Kshatriya. Krishna played as a cowherd's boy in Vrindavan, therefore he is Vaishya. In so many ways they are thinking, but Krishna says this is all raskeldom. Therefore he says, Koshit Vetimam Tottato. Actually what I am, that is known to very, very few men, only to the devotees, not to the common man. This is the idea. Krishna is not sectarian. Krishna is not Hindu. Krishna is not Indian. Krishna is not African. Krishna is nothing of this material world. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transcendental. Simply by knowing Krishna, one becomes immediately liberated and goes back to Krishna. Simply by knowing Krishna. Janma karma me dibbam ji janati tattva. This very thing again, tattva. His activities, his coming down, his work, they're all transcendental, dibbam, not ordinary. So, he is dibbam, he is transcendental. If anyone knows in truth, then what happens to him? Tattadiham punarjanmanaiti. Simply by knowing as he is, one becomes immediately liberated. Immediately. So, therefore, it is said, manusana, because if one would know Krishna as he is, he will immediately be liberated. So liberation is not so cheap thing. Therefore Krishna says, manasanam sahasesu kaschid vittimam tattata jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid vittimam tattata. So you can understand Krishna. Therefore Krishna said in the beginning of this chapter, that jnanam make jnanam diham savijnanam. It is a great science. It is not a speculative, it is not imagination. Just like sometimes they create, imagine God. The impersonalists, they think there is no God, God is not personal. but it is impersonal. So you can imagine any form. That is Askalda. That is not Krishna. That is not God. How, with your limited senses, imperfect senses, you can imagine God? Whatever you imagine, that is Askalda. That is not Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, Manushanam sahasresu kaschid vetima tattva. If you want to know Krishna, then you must become Krishna's devotee. Bhaktyamam abhijanati. You cannot understand by your so-called scholarship, imaginative power. That is not possible. Athapi te deva padambu jadvayam prasado lesanu grihito evai janati tattam. Again, that tattam. One who has achieved a little favor of you, he can understand you by tattva, in truth. Athapi te deva padambu jadvayam prasado padambu jadvayam prasado lesanu grihito evai janati tattam. Na channa, na cha anna, chirang, for good, for many, many millions of years, bichinnan, simply by speculating. That is not possible. There are many places like that. Panthas tu koti satavastra sampragamya, vayu rathapi manaso munipangamana, sappastisa avichinta tatte. If you simply speculate to understand God, He will remain inconceivable, even if you endeavor for millions and billions of years. That is not possible. In another place, Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanavante. Not only billions and billions, but after many billions and millions of birth, Bahunam Janmanavante. Gyanavan, when one is actually on the platform of knowledge, Mahanga Parpadante, he surrenders to Krishna. Why? Because he understands at that time, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sudullam. That is Mahatma. The Vasudeva, Krishna is everything. That will be explained. How Krishna is everything in this chapter. Gyanam Tihang Savigyanam. How Krishna is everything, that will be explained in this chapter. So, if we want to understand Krishna, it is not to be done by our scholarship. It may be this, it may be that. That is all Askalda. You should understand as Krishna says. Then you will understand Krishna. How you can understand? You are so imperfect. You cannot understand even yourself. You do not know what you are. You are thinking that you are body. I am thinking I am this body. So bodily concept is the business of the cows and the asses. How the cows and asses can understand Krishna? They cannot understand. If you want to understand Krishna, then you should hear from Krishna and take it as it is. Then you will understand. If you are fortunate enough, then you will understand. Manushanam sahasresu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam visiddhyanam kaschid vetimam tattata. Tattata means truth. You can understand that Krishna was an Indian. He was born in like that. Just like Arjuna also said, aparang bhavato janma parang janma bhivasyata katham etat bijaniyam. He also, Arjuna understood Krishna because Krishna, Arjuna was devotee of Krishna. But to clear the idea of Krishna as the rascal state, he asked this question, aparang bhavato janma, that your birth is just recently, say 100 years ago, but the sun planet, millions, millions of years, how can I believe that you spoke this philosophy or science to the sun god, Vivasan? So the reply was that, my dear Arjuna, you are my devotee. Whenever I appear, you also appear. But I remember what I spoke to the sun god. You are also present at that time with me, but you have forgotten. I have not forgotten. That is the difference between Krishna and Arjuna, or God and human. That is the difference. Vidaham samititam. Krishna, God knows everything, past, present and future. Just like in the Bhagavad, in the beginning, God means janmadasya jataha, from whom everything has emanated. So everyone can say, I have given birth to so many children, so many houses, so many factories, I am also God. No, you cannot be God. Because you do not know abhigya, you do not know the past, present and future. Janmadasya jataha, annayat itaratascha, arthesu abhigya. Krishna is abhigya. Just like in our body, we are eating. How this eating, the substance is transformed into different secretion, and again blood, again flesh, again bone. How this, we do not know. But it is actually happening. Annayat itaratesu. I know that I am eating, but itaratesu, how this eating substance are transformed into bones, marrow, stool, that I do not know. Therefore, I am not abhigya. But about Krishna, it is said abhigya. He knows everything. How this world is going on, how these planets are rotating, how seasons are changing. Actually, it is happening due to the rotation of the sun. Every scientist knows. But how the rotation of sun is going on, that they do not know. That we know. How? Let it say it in the Brahma Sangita. The sun is moving by his order. Mayadhakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Under my supervision, everything is going on. That is Krishna. Krishna is not ordinary thing. So one who tries to understand Krishna in truth, tatata, is very, very fortunate. Therefore he is called manushyanam sahasreshu. The fortune does not come to everyone and anyone. Out of millions of persons. Therefore, who have taken Krishna, who have understood Krishna in tattva, as far as his knowledge is concerned, is very, very fortunate. Ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavan ji, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That we are wandering throughout the universe in many species of life. And when you come to this human form of life, if you are fortunate, or if you are fortunate to meet another fortunate devotee, then we can understand what is Krishna. That is the saying, manushyanam sahasreshu, kaschid jatati siddh. Simply by trying, endeavoring, like cats and dogs, that will not help us. We have to approach such a person. That is stated in the beginning of seventh chapter. Mod ashraya. What is that first person? Yes. Maya sakta mana partha. Yogam jinjan mod ashraya. That is the beginning. Mod ashraya. One has to take shelter of Krishna. But Krishna directly, you cannot take shelter. But Krishna is not present. Krishna is present. But we do not know how to capture Krishna. That is another thing. Krishna is a dakshya, electricity is everywhere. But one who knows the science, he can capture electricity. Telephone wire is everywhere. But still, you have to bring some expert to connect your telephone. The telephone wire is everywhere. Samadhi, Krishna is everywhere. Annantarastham paramanu, where you are standing. So, the process is tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacche in the Vedic injunction. If you want to know Krishna, Vedas, the ultimate knowledge of Veda. Veda ishta sarva aham eva ved. Vedic knowledge means to understand Krishna. See, if you want to understand Krishna, tad vijnanartham vijnanam. Jnanam te aham savijnanam. It is vijnan, it is science. Savijnanam. So if you want to know that vijnan, then you should approach tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva abhigacchet. You must accept Guru. Who is Guru? Samit Pani Srotiyam Brahmanishtam. Guru's qualification is that is Srotriyam. He has heard from his Guru perfectly. That is Guru. Srotriyam and Brahmanishtam. And firmly fixed up at the lotus feet of Krishna. These are two qualifications. You cannot move from that firmness. You cannot move. And he has heard about Krishna from the authorities of Guru. Evam paramparapam. That is Guru. So that is a commander. If you want to know Krishna, then tad vijnanam. In order to understand that science, then you must approach Guru. Adu gurbhasram. That is Rupa Goswami's. Adu gurbhasram. Adu sradhya. So this is the process. You cannot understand Krishna sitting in your parlor and speculating on your so-called education or qualification. That is not possible. That is not possible. You must surrender. You must surrender. Sarva dharma parityajya. You must give up all this idea that I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am Indian, I am American, I am white, I am black. These designations you have to give up. First qualification. Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam. Upadhi. These are all designations. So you have to give up this designation. Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam. Tatparatena nirmalam. You have to become Krishnaite and pure. Tatparatena nirmalam. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti richa. Then when you are purified, not designated, not covered by your material designation, at that time, the senses are purified. When you engage your senses to the service of the Lord, that is called bhakti. Thank you very much.